It had to be you. God, first time the beach is empty all summer, and of all the people who could have showed up. Of course, it had to be you. I didn't even know you were back in town. But I guess... yeah, I guess I can't say I'm not happy to see you. Are you just gonna stand there and stare at me the whole time, or are you gonna come sit down? Just don't get any sand on my blanket. It's been a while. You look good. A little different, but good. I certainly hope I look better than the wreck I was the last time you saw me. Tears and snot running down my face. I'd ask how you've been, but I know how much you hate small talk. Me? Well, I would say I'm doing great, but you found me here, sulking on the beach, staring out at the sunset, so obviously I'm not. No, this is, it's my first time back, actually. Yeah, I am. I haven't been back since the last time either, when it was just us. I've been home all summer, just... I haven't stopped here. You know, a lot of high school kids like coming down here now. Remember back then when it used to just be our little secret? I remember that face you made when I told you I'd never been to the beach before I moved here. You looked at me like I was a Martian. Next day you pulled up to my house after school, told me you had a surprise. You made me close my eyes the whole drive down, and you were so excited when you said I could finally open them. I had never seen anything like this place. Nothing but sand, sea for miles. It was beautiful. Not as beautiful as a smile on your face. A few times this summer, I'd go out of my way to drive down here, just to pass by, watch the waves. Roll down the windows and smell the sea salt air. Feel the mist on my skin, but I'd never stop. I'd see all the kids here going swimming, having picnics and bonfires. Doing all the things we used to do. And I guess it just hurt too much to park the car. I guess maybe I was avoiding it the whole time. All the memories here. All of our memories. Because I knew if I came, they'd just come flooding back, and it'd just be another reminder that it's all in the past now, and that we'd never have our beach days back, you know? But here I am anyway. I just couldn't help myself. Remember our prom night? I was so mad at you when you said you didn't want to go, even just as friends. God, and I was petty as fuck, so I asked James instead. And you got mad at me. God, we were so fucking dumb. But then at the prom, fucking James left me to go dance with someone else. And when I tried to leave, my junk car wouldn't start, so I called you to come get me. I hadn't been talking for weeks. I didn't think you were gonna show up. But 20 minutes later, there you were. Pulled up in front of the gym in fucking sweats, but God, you still looked perfect. I thought you were gonna just take me home. But then before I knew it, you were pulling up to the Whataburger and you got me a number one and two milkshakes as a peace offering. And we came here. It was so dark out. We could see every single star in the sky. You let me cry on your shoulder, and I finally broke down and I told you everything. I told you that I wanted it to be you. God, how cheesy. That you were the only person I wanted to dance with that night. I couldn't get another word in after that, because you kissed me. I just... I didn't know a kiss could feel like that. I couldn't say anything after that. Then you started the car, turned on the radio, put on some slow songs, so we could have our own prom night right here on the beach. Felt like we were dancing for hours that night, just swaying to the music, barefoot in the sand. And then I looked at you, and the moon was in your eyes, and I didn't say it, but I knew right then. I knew you were it for me. There wasn't gonna be anyone else in the world. Not in the whole fucking world. Only you. I wish I could have stayed in that moment with you forever. Just you and me, dancing at midnight in the water under the stars. But then we ran the battery on your car dead and we had to call a tow truck to pick us up. Yeah. God, this place always felt special, but after that night, God, I knew it was more than that. This beach was ours. It belonged to us. And no matter where life took us, no matter how far we'd go, we could always come back here. We'd have our summers, we'd have our beach, and we'd have each other. Forever. But then, forever had to come to an end. I know things hadn't been the same between us for a while, but it still caught me off guard. Everything just fell apart in one night. I keep playing it over and over in my head. It's like, if I could think about it hard enough, if I could think about everything I could have said that night, God, everything I should have said, maybe I could change what happened. Maybe I could have stopped you from walking out the door. But then I got that package in the mail. You sent me all my things. All that we had. All that we shared. Sent away in a single fucking box. It was like you were already done with me. Like you were so ready to move on. But I wasn't. At first, it wasn't so bad. I mean, yeah, I cried a lot. And I sulked a lot. I watched a lot of sad fucking movies. But then I got tired of being depressed and just, I turned off my sadness, shut all of it out. And it worked for a while. I started going out again, having fun. I went to a few concerts, picked up some new hobbies, even went on a few dates. Not that I ever made it to a second one. I thought I was okay for so long, but looking back, none of it was real. I didn't feel anything. It was like I was living on autopilot, just going through my life with a smile that I had to force every fucking day. I felt numb. But being numb was better than being broken, so I kept going on like that. Putting on this mask every day. I just tell myself I'm fine, even though it wasn't true. I just kept repeating it over and over, and pretty soon I believed it. I fell for my own lie. But then I'd come home for summer, and a rush of all these memories came back to me, and all the summers we shared, all the days we spent together at this beach, and it was our beach. And then I couldn't pretend anymore. I came here and I realized, even after all this time, all the tears, all the brave faces, all the times I convinced myself that I was okay, I'm still not ready to be without you. I realized that I'm still in love with you. Isn't that the worst fucking thing you've ever heard? God, and then you had to interrupt my epiphany by showing up here unannounced. And you know what's funny? This is the first time I've seen you in months, and I'm not even mad at you. I just... Fuck, I've missed you so much. I miss seeing your face every day. I miss hearing your voice, your laugh, you singing along with the radio, all of it. I don't know why I thought after a few months, God, why I thought any amount of time would be enough for me to get over you. I can't keep pretending like I'm okay. Like I'm fine with not waking up every day and seeing your face. Like I'm okay without you, because I'm not. But you already knew that, didn't you? Something brought you to this beach today. Brought you here on the same day, the exact same moment, that I just so happened to be here too, and I know, God. It might just be pure chance or a cruel fucking joke from the universe, but it could be a sign. And I'm not asking for another shot or a fresh start or anything like that. I don't want to keep holding out hope for something that isn't happening. But I also don't want to miss a chance to fix this. To fix us. All I'm asking for is an answer, I guess. Just an answer. If you came here for the same reason I did, if you feel even a little bit of what I feel too, then I want to know. I need to know. So tell me what you want. What do you want our last beach memory to be?